Blood Component Transfusion, Module 1. Aims and Objectives. Introduction. This course is for healthcare professionals that assess or manage transfusions and alternatives as part of their daily duties. It is useful for staff new to blood transfusion, nursing, existing nurses refreshing their learning, and non-medical prescribers for blood components. It is not suitable for staff in the specialist settings of maternity, pediatrics, and critical care. It examines the general principles of blood transfusions, but not specific conditions for which a blood transfusion may be required. These are clinical decisions and will be communicated to you as required. The emphasis of the course is the transfusion process. The course concentrates on the processes and procedures for assessing and managing blood transfusions for adults, young people, and children over 12 months old. If you are involved in transfusions in children under the age of 1, pregnant women, or people receiving critical care, you will be led by the specialist and existing nursing teams in clinical administration. The sampling, requesting, and collection processes are the same, however, the administration can differ. Alternatives to blood transfusions will be explored, including the components which may be available to transfuse, as well as aspects of patient safety and the importance of giving comprehensive patient information. The training is delivered through 4 modules, covering the stages of the transfusion process. At the end of each module, there is a short quiz to check your understanding. The 4 modules are: the decision to transfuse, blood sampling, collection of blood components from storage and delivery to the clinical area, administration of blood components, learning objectives and outcomes. By the end of the course, you will be able to understand the reasons blood component transfusions may take place and the decision-making process, accurately perform blood sampling, understand the importance of gaining informed patient consent, manage patients who have refused transfusion or situations in which consent cannot be gained, understand your role in the transfusion process, request, collect, and administer blood transfusion components, comply with the documentation requirements of the transfusion process, know what to do if something goes wrong,